With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A former first lady is dead. SRN's Laura Winters reports from Georgia.
Lady Rosalind Carter has passed at the age of 96. Word came Friday from the Carter Center that she was receiving hospice care at home. Family members say she and former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, were together over the weekend at their home in Plains, Georgia. The former first lady was diagnosed with dementia back in May of this year. They were the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history and celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The World Health Organization says 31 premature babies in extremely critical condition have been evacuated from Gaza's largest hospital and will be transferred to Egypt on Monday for specialized care. IDF spokesman Peter Lerner says if Hamas had cooperated, the United Nations and other aid groups would have been able to get inside the hospital much sooner.
While we're trying to evacuate people from the hospitals or from the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, this is precisely the ability of the role of the UN, of the WHO, to assist in their evacuation. But for weeks, they have proven or they determined not to evacuate them. So I would say, yes, the situation, it is a war zone. It's a reality that Hamas chose the battleground.
Israel's army later said that it had discovered a tunnel under the hospital's 20-acre complex and shared security camera video showing what it said were two foreign hostages that had been taken into Shifa. Also at SRNnews.com, the Los Angeles freeway closed by a November 11th arson fire will reopen ahead of Monday morning's commute. A person of interest being sought in regard to the fire. This is SRN News. A look at post-pandemic church-going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the globe, a coalition of Jewish groups is putting together a virtual reality project that will tell the story of Kristallnacht. The Nazi attacks on Jewish businesses and homes in 1938 will be portrayed in a high-tech presentation designed to help more people everywhere understand what it was like. During Kristallnacht, nearly 100 Jews were murdered. More than 1,400 synagogues across Germany and Austria were torched. This is SRN News. Some Democratic cities are spending taxpayer dollars on bus, plane, and train tickets for migrants to move on to other places. Nearly half of 27,000 migrants who have arrived in Denver since November 2022 have received a ticket from the city to travel onward. In New York and Illinois, taxpayer dollars also being used. Oregon's pioneering drug decriminalization law is facing a major backlash.
Authorities say that's because of a surge in public drug use fueled by fentanyl and an increase in synthetic opioid overdose deaths. Now, the measure will be among the top issues in the upcoming legislative session that starts next month. Republicans have proposed reimposing criminal penalties for drug possession. Even some top Democrats who back the law now say they are open to amending it. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.